Dallas 嘅神學院咧喺1924年係成立嘅。
Shortly after it opened, a lot of people did not know that it almost closed.
但係喺佢啱啱開始咗建立咗冇幾耐咧，好多人都唔知道佢差唔多要去關門嘅。
Why? Because they ran out of money.
點解咧？因為佢哋冇錢。
They went bankrupt.
佢哋需要破產。
On one particular day, the creditors were ready to foreclose.
但有一天那些債權人差不多要去關閉這個地方。
That same morning, the founders of the school met in the president's office to pray that God will provide for them.
但同一個上午，那些創辦人就在這間學校的院長的辦公室那裡一起來去祈禱，求神來去供應。
Now during that prayer meeting, one member of the group prayed from Psalm 50:10.
在一個祈禱會裏面，其中一個成員就在這裡用詩篇50:10那裡去禱告。
And it says, Lord, we know that all the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. Please sell some of them and send us the money.
那他就說了，上帝啊，我知道咧，千山上嘅牲畜咧，嗰啲羊群、牛群咧，都係屬於你嘅。啊，求你去賣緊一啲啲嘅牛群，嚟將嗰啲錢嚟供應俾我哋啊。
Now, while they were praying, a tall Texan came into the office and said to the secretary.
但係當佢哋喺度祈禱嘅時候咧，有一個高大嘅德州人咧，就入到一個嘅辦公室嗰度，同嗰個嘅秘書咁講。
I just sold 2 carloads of cattle in Fort Worth.
我啱啱咧就賣咗兩車嘅牛。
I've been trying to make a business deal, and nothing I will do work.
我嘗試係做一啲嘅交易嘅，但係冇一個成功。
I feel God is leading me to give this money to the seminary.
我覺得咧，上帝係帶領我係將呢啲錢係奉獻俾神學院嘅。
I don't know if you need it or not, but here is the check.
我唔知道你哋有冇呢個需要，但係依一個就係依一張就係嗰個支票啦。
So the secretary brought the check to the prayer meeting.
所以依個嘅秘書咧就揸住一張嘅支票去到嗰個院長嗰個嘅辦公室嗰度。
When the president looked at the check, he recognized the name and discovered it was for the exact amount of the debt.
咁個院長咧睇下一個支票嘅名，佢就認得依個名。咁睇下個數目嘅時候咧，原來係就佢哋負債嘅數目嚟嘅。
He turned and stunned the group with these words, "God sold the cattle."
咁咧，佢就向住佢嗰班嘅祈禱嘅一班嘅夥伴咧，就係講咗一啲好驚訝嘅説話，就係話上帝真係賣咗嗰啲牛群啊。
Now, similarly, in today's passage.Paul knew and believed in the power of prayer.
咁同樣咧，就係喺今日嘅經文入邊咧，就講到保羅就佢知道，亦都相信祈禱嗰個嘅能力。
He believed that God hears and answers prayer.
佢相信咧，上帝係聽同埋應允我哋嘅禱告。
He says in verse 19, "For I know that as you pray for me, and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will turn out."For my deliverance.
他在第十九節那裡這樣說，因為我知道這件事藉著你們禱告和耶穌基督的靈的幫助，終是會叫到整件事情變成好的。
Today I want to focus on 3 attitudes of prayer that we can learn from Paul.
今天我想跟大家去講到在保羅的禱告當中可以學到的3個禱告的態度。
The first attitude is in verse 19 when he says, I know.
第一個嘅態度咧，就喺十九節嗰度講到嘅，保羅話我知道。
Now in the original Greek, the word know means to know something with certainty.
喺原文嗰度咧，一個希臘嘅原文嗰度咧，講到呢個知道咧，個意思係含有一個好確定嘅意思喺度嘅。
Paul was not guessing that he would be delivered.He had absolute confidence that he would.
保羅咧，佢唔係只喺度諗啦， 或者係只係希望啦，佢係好相信嘅，佢有信心嘅知道咧，佢係會被拯救嘅。
The first attitude of prayer is faith.
所以第一個禱告嘅態度咧，就係信心。
Faith.
信心。
Now, just these two words, I know, make a big difference in how Paul looks at prayer.
就依幾個字就話我知道咧，就已經係令到保羅對禱告嗰個嘅態度咧有好大嘅唔同。
By saying I know, Paul is expressing his confidence and faith.
當保羅話我知道嘅時候咧，佢係表達咗佢嗰個嘅信心。
I think when we look at how we pray, do we usually say, like, I know God is going to help me. I know God will pull me through. I know God will be with me.
當我哋禱告嘅時候，我哋會唔會都係咁樣話咧？我知道上帝係會幫助我嘅，我知道上帝會帶我經歷呢一個嘅問情況嘅，我知道上帝會與我同在嘅。
Do we pray like that?
我哋有冇咁樣禱告咧？
When I look at the way I pray, a lot of times it becomes a bunch of requests, a bunch of lists.
但好多時咧，當我去檢察自己嘅禱告嘅時候咧，我發覺我只係有好多嘅要求，好多嘅清單。
Like God, please help me.
好似話啊，上帝又唔該你幫我啦。
God, please help me with my project.
上帝唔該你幫助我一個工作啦。
God, please heal my cold.
上帝唔該你醫好我嘅傷風啦。
God, please do this. God, please do that.
上帝唔該你做依樣啦。上帝唔該你做嗰樣啦。
Lots of times it becomes like this list that I give to God.
有好多時咧，就好似成為一張嘅清單，我哋交俾神嘅。
And after I say all these things, I'm not sure if He will do anything.
但好多時當我講完之後咧，我都唔係好確定上帝會唔會真係應允嘅。
Our prayers can also becomeroutine and mechanical.
我哋嘅禱告好多時都會係成為一啲嘅循道嘅規，一啲嘅規例，或者係一啲嘅好機械性嘅一啲嘅嘢。
Like repeating the same things over and over again without really thinking about and believing what we pray.
我哋只喺度重複嘅去講一啲嘅嘢，而唔好真係去諗或者去相信我哋所禱告嘅嘢。
Do we really mean and believe what we say?
我哋對我哋所講嘅嘢係咪有真正嘅相信同埋真係咁嘅意思嘅咧？
If so, it will really change the way we pray.
如果真係嘅時候咧，會改變我哋對態度我哋祈禱嗰個嘅方式嘅。
Paul teaches us that faith is important when we pray.
保羅咧就教導我哋就係喺禱告嘅時候咧，最緊要嘅咧就係有信心。
What if we pray like this?
如果我哋咁樣去祈禱
，God, I know you will be with me when I'm struggling.
上帝啊，我知道當我喺度掙扎嘅時候，你會與我同在嘅。
God, I know you will be with my friend who is sick.
上帝，我知道你會與我嗰個病嘅朋友同在嘅。
God, I know you will give me strength and courage to help those in need.
上帝，我知道你會幫助我，加力俾我，同埋鼓勵我去幫助嗰啲有需要嘅人。
If we pray like this, it helps to develop our faith and a confident expectation that God will answer.
如果我哋咁样祈祷嘅时候咧，系帮助我哋建立我哋嘅信心，同埋有信心咧，就知道上帝系会应允我哋嘅。
Not only does God honor our prayers, but more importantly, He honors our faith.
不但止咧，上帝係重看我哋嗰個嘅禱告，亦都係重看我哋嗰個嘅信心。
Hebrews 11:6 reminds us that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
喺希伯來書十一章第六節嗰度咧，就提醒我哋，人非有信，唔能夠取悅上帝。
Paul's faith also helped him to share the gospel, even while he was in the most terrible situation as he was suffering in prison.
保羅嗰個嘅信心咧，就係幫助佢，就算喺佢自己係好困難嘅情況當中咧，佢仍然都去傳福音。
Because he knew that his friends are lifting him up in prayer.
因為佢知道咧，佢嘅朋友會係用禱告嚟去托住佢。
He knew he was not alone.
佢知道佢唔係只係自己一個人。
He had their support and care.
佢有佢朋友嘅支持同埋關心。
Paul believed that through their prayers, God will help him to go through this hardship.
因為保羅相信咧，藉住佢朋友嘅禱告咧，上帝係會幫助佢去渡過佢嘅呢個嘅困難。
To help him persevere.
係幫助佢能夠堅持。
Now at the time, Paul was awaiting trial by the emperor and faced possible death.
當時保羅咧係面對緊一個嘅一個嘅審判嘅，佢係有可能係面對死亡嘅。
Now according to one church historian who described what Paul was going through in prison.
按照一個嘅教會嘅歷史學家咧，佢就喺度形容緊保羅當時喺一個嘅監獄嗰個經歷。
Now, Roman imprisonment was preceded by being stripped naked and then flogged.
在一個的保羅的在羅馬的一些的監獄那些入監的人呢，他們之前呢是先要除掉他們的衣服，然後鞭打他們的。
It's a humiliating, painful, and bloody ordeal.
是一個很羞辱、在痛苦和流血的一個過程來的。
Now, the bleeding wounds went untreated.As the prisoners sat in painful leg and wrist chains.
對於啲監犯嚟講咧，佢哋嗰個受傷嗰個嘅地方咧，係唔會得到治療，而佢哋坐喺監嘅時候咧，係嘅手腳都係要上鏈嘅。
Mutilated, blood-stained clothing was not replaced even in the cold of winter.
佢嗰件已經撕爛嘅衫或者染有血跡嘅衫咧，就唔會係同你換嘅。甚至係喺一個喺寒冷嘅冬天入邊。
Most cells were dark, especially the inner cells where Paul was held.
好多呢啲嘅監牢咧都係好黑暗嘅，或者甚至係保羅佢所住嗰個監牢咧，係一個內邊嘅監牢更加黑暗嘅。
So unbearable cold, lack of water, cramped quarters, and sickening stench from few toilets.
咁就係佢經歷嘅咧，就係一啲好難受嘅寒冷啦，冇水啦，而且係好擠迫嘅一個嘅地方啦，同埋佢哋係好多嘅臭味。
Now all these conditions make sleeping impossible and waking hours miserable.
就係呢啲咁嘅環境令到你瞓覺嘅時候都係好難瞓，就算你生活平時起身嘅時候咧，都係好難嘅，好大嘅，好多嘅痛苦喺當中。
So many of the prisoners just begged for a speedy death.
所以好多嘅監犯咧，佢都祈求你快啲將我處死就算啦。
And others just simply, you know, committed suicide.
有啲咧甚至係自殺。
Now under such horrible condition, one thing was a real comfort to Paul.
喺一啲咁恐怖嘅環境當中，對保羅嚟講。一個好大嘅安慰就係
，knowing that his friends at Philippi are praying for him，
就知道佢腓立比嘅一班朋友係喺度為佢禱告。
That his friends are thinking about him，
佢嘅朋友係掛念住佢嘅。
Because of his faith, he looked to God for strength. And how did he do that？
因為佢嘅信心，佢向神去尋求嗰個嘅力量。
He looked to the prayers of his friends。
他怎樣做呢？他就是在請他的朋友為他祈禱。
Because he knows that through their prayers, the Spirit of Christ will intervene, will strengthen him.
因為他知道呢，藉著他朋友的禱告，上帝的靈是會介入，是會給他力量的。
It is times like this that it is just a comfort to know that he is not alone.
就是這樣的情況呢，他對佢嚟講係一個好大嘅安慰，因為佢知道佢唔係自己一個人喺度面對。
And that there are people who care.
係有人喺度關心住。
There are people who support him and are bearing his burden through their faithful prayers.
就係有啲人咧係喺度支持緊佢嘅，同佢一齊分擔佢嗰個重擔，藉住佢哋一啲好忠誠嘅禱告。
Paul rested in the fact that his friends remembered him and kept him in their hearts.
保羅就因為佢嘅朋友係紀念佢、掛念住佢，同埋不住嘅為佢禱告，令到佢能夠有安息。
One commentator says, Paul was never too big a man to remember that he needed the prayer of his friends.
有一個釋經家咧就講到，保羅咧 佢永遠都唔會覺得自己係一個好大、好偉大嘅人，反而咧，佢係時時都會記得佢需要佢周圍嘅朋友為佢禱告。
In his letters to different churches, he asked again and again for his friends' prayers.
當佢寫信喺俾唔同嘅教會嘅時候咧，佢不斷嘅去要求嗰啲嘅朋友為佢禱告。
He never talked to people as if he could do everything.
佢冇同人哋話到佢覺得我可以做任何嘅嘢嘅。
He always remembered that neither he nor they could do anything without the help of God.
佢時時咧都記得，佢時時咧都知道就係話，佢自己啦，或者佢其餘嘅人咧。都唔可以話做任何嘅嘢係冇神嗰個嘅幫助嘅。
There is something to be remembered here.
有一樣嘢我哋就可以喺度去知道啦。
When people are in sorrow, one of their greatest comforts is knowing that others are sharing their burdens.
當人喺一個嘅憂傷當中嘅時候咧，對佢哋嚟講係最大嘅安慰咧，就知道有人去分擔佢哋嗰個問題。
When they have to face some heartbreaking decisions, there is strength in knowing that others are remembering them before God.
當我哋要決定一啲係好痛心嘅一啲嘅決定嘅時候咧，嘅當我哋亦知道有人係會喺上帝面前去紀念佢嘅時候，就俾佢哋有力量啦。
Now, what keeps you going?
係乜嘢令到你推動你繼續去活落去咧
？Especially when you are going through hardship.
特別是當你經歷一些困難的時候
Who do you look to?
你向哪個道理去尋求幫助呢
Where is your help?
你的幫助從哪裡來呢
Our culture tells us that we should look to ourselves and that we can make it on our own.
是我們的文化就告訴我們我們可以自己 去承擔的我們要靠自己來去處理的
We can tough it out. We can bear it on our own.
我哋可以咬住牙關咁就過噶啦。
Oh, we should not trouble or bother others.
我哋唔需要去麻煩其餘嘅人嘅。
So oftentimes we are left to ourselves, and we feel helpless, lonely, and isolated.
所以好多時我哋就因為咁咧，我哋就會變成要自己獨自嘅去面對，令到我哋會覺得好似好無助、好孤立、好孤單。
We try again and again to make it on our own.But we are barely hanging on.
我哋好多時都不斷嘅去嘗試去自己去搞掂佢，但就發覺我哋係危危乎嘅。
We are afraid and ashamed to tell others what we are going through.
我哋好怕，或者有時甚至係羞恥嘅去話俾人哋聽我所經歷嘅。
We feel stuck.
我哋覺得係唔能夠擺脱。
What are we to do?
我哋可以做啲咩咧？
Now, not until we repent of our sense of autonomy and pride can we learn to share our struggles and pain.
直至到我哋能夠係去懊悔我哋一種覺得係自立能夠自己幫自己嗰個嘅感覺，同埋一個嘅驕傲，我哋就先至可以開始去學習去分享我哋依個嘅掙扎同埋痛苦。
Paul is telling us that as brothers and sisters.We need one another.
保罗喺度就系话俾我哋听，就我哋系需要彼此弟兄姊妹彼此嘅帮助。
We cannot do it on our own.
我哋唔可以靠自己嚟嘅。
During trials, we need to help one another.
喺试炼当中，我哋系需要系彼此嘅帮助嘅。
This is why we have prayer meetings in our church.
依个就系点解喺教会当中系有祈祷会。
God calls us to come together as one family.To pray for one another.
上帝是呼召我们，叫我们呢，是在教会当中，在一次的家庭这样，去彼此的为对方来去祷告。
To share our burdens and support each other.
去分担我们那个的，重担，也都是去彼此的去支持。
I think this is very important to the life of the church.
这个呢，对教会的生命来讲是很重要的。
When you are having a rough time,It's a real comfort to know that people care.
喺當我哋喺經歷一啲困難嘅時候咧，當我哋知道有人係掛住我哋嘅時候，依個俾我哋好大嘅安慰。
They're praying for you.
佢哋係為我哋祈禱。
And that you are not alone in this church, and that you can support each other.
你喺教会当中，你唔系自己一个人嘅，你系我哋系彼此嘅去支持嘅。
Have you ever felt a sense of freedom and peace knowing that others are praying for you？
当你知道有人去为你祈祷嘅时候，你会唔会感觉到嗰种嘅平安，嗰种嘅感觉咧
？That people care and they are lifting you up。
系有人去关心你嘅，有人系帮你去振作起嚟嘅。
The mutual support and love through praying, through coming together, are actually gifts that we can give to each other.
一个彼此嘅支持同埋爱咧，用祷告嚟去彼此嘅支持同爱咧 ，actually 系系对我哋嚟讲咧，系一个礼物，我可以俾到彼此嘅。
It is a real blessing.
呢个系一个真正嘅祝福嚟。
Also, when we pray together, we draw closer together as one family.
而當我哋能夠彼此嘅禱告嘅時候咧，就叫我哋能夠彼此係更加親近，好似一個家人咁樣。
As we share our struggles and joys, we grow together.
當我哋分享我哋嘅掙扎嘅時候咧，我哋實在係一齊嘅去成長。
I find that when I pray for brothers and sisters, I will think about that person during the week.
但我發覺咧，如果我為嗰個人祈禱咧，我整個禮拜都會諗住佢嘅。
I will think about what they're going through.
我會想著他現在經歷什麼呢
and how I'm praying for them.
我應該怎樣去為他祈禱呢
and when I see them at church like today, I want to know how they're doing.
所以有時回到禮拜堂見到他的時候我就想知道他現在的情況怎樣
and I want to talk to them and follow up.
我就想跟他聊天然後跟進他的
and I put them in my mind and think about them.
所以很多時候都會在我的腦海當中去掛念著祂的
I think prayer really helps us to do that
所以祈禱呢實在就是會幫助我們這樣做的
This is why prayer is so important to the life and the growth of the church
所以為什麼呢祈禱對一個教會的生活來講和一個成長來講是這麼重要
I believe prayer is the life and the heartbeat of the church
就是祈禱呢實際上就是一個教會的生命和它的脈搏
It is truly what sustains the church and what sustains us.
这个呢实际上是可以维持到一间教会和维持到我们自己。
So far, we see Paul really values the prayer of his friends.
就是我们在保罗身上呢都看到他是很看重他很看重祈祷和他朋友的祈祷的。
Now, these people of the church of Philippi are probably his closest friends.
而一班在腓立比教会的一班的朋友呢可能是他一些很亲密的朋友的
They have been with him throughout the whole time
一班朋友呢跟他一起经历了很多东西
Being there for him, supporting him financially and emotionally
很多时候呢都是在经济上和在感情上来去支持他的
A second attitude of prayer is Paul's deep sense of expectation and hope in verse 20
而第二個嘅祈禱嘅態度咧，就係講到喺二十節嗰度講到保羅嗰個好深切嗰個嘅切望。
His hope and desire are that Christ will be magnified through him with all boldness, whether by life or by death。
而佢一個嘅盼望，佢一個切望咧，係喺佢嘅身上係顯出嚟嘅，無論係生與死。
This was the deliverance Paul was speaking of in verse 19.
这个呢就是在19节保罗所讲到那个的拯救。
It was not about being delivered or released from prison.
他不是讲到他是肉身上是能够离开这个的监狱。
In many translations, including the Chinese, these two words, eager expectation, is used to describe Paul's hope in verse 20.
而一個嘅切望，一個嘅翻譯咧，好多時都係講到保羅嗰個嘅盼望。
In the original Greek, these words have an unusually strong meaning.
喺原文希臘嘅原文嗰度咧，呢個字係一個好重嘅意思喺度嘅。
They refer to the intense expectation of something that is sure to happen.
就講到佢一個好強烈嘅盼望，一個嘅切望咧，有啲嘅事情一定會發生嘅。
Intense expectation of something that is sure to happen.
好強烈嘅一個嘅切望，一個盼望，有啲事情一定會發生嘅。
The words in Greek literally mean stretch out the head.
喺希臘嘅原文嗰度咧，佢 这个字真正是讲到话，即系将个头伸展出嚟。
It pictures a person with head erect and stretched forward.
你试下想象系一个人个头系竖起伸展出嚟。
Whose attention is turned away from all other objects and fixed upon one.
而佢嘅原因咧，就系因为佢系想集中个注意力，唔要俾其余嘅嘢分散，系集中喺嗰个嘅注意力嗰度。
This term was used in classical Greek to designate the watchman in the bow of the ship.
呢一个嘅字咧喺希腊嘅古典嘅文章嗰度咧，系爱嚟系讲到。在船头的一个夜晚看守的一个人。
So who peered into the darkness, eagerly looking for the first sign of an orienting beacon.
他就是在这个黑夜当中是凝视着很留心地去望着，看到一个的导航的一个灯塔的光。
It is intense, concentrated hope, which ignores all other interests.
就係講到佢依個好極端嘅係一個好集中注意力嘅嚟去望住一樣嘢，而唔要被任何嘢去攪擾嘅。
Now this type of eager expectation tells us Paul's tremendous faith and confidence in the Lord。
就係依一種嘅好切慕，一個好熱烈嘅切慕咧，就話俾我哋聽保羅嗰個好強大嘅偉大嘅信心。
Similarly, I believe we should have the same attitude in our prayer.
同樣咧，我哋相信我哋係喺我哋嘅禱告當中，應該都係有咁嘅態度。
This eager expectation
就係依個嘅深切嘅切慕。
This requires our utmost focus and attention.
依個係需要我哋嗰個嘅完全嘅集中嘅注意力。
You won't let anyone or anything distract you.
是不容許任何的東西去分散我們這個注意力的。
This is the attitude we should strive for in our prayer.
這個就是我們在禱告的時候應該有的態度。
However, this can be quite a challenge with our hectic lifestyles, with our busy and hectic lifestyles.
但是因為我們的生活這麼繁忙的時候，能夠這樣做是一個很大的挑戰。
Running to and fro from one event to another, from one place to another.
我哋好多時咧都係望住從一個活動要去到第二個活動，一個嘅事件去另外一個事件。
It's difficult to slow down and just focus on God。
所以好多時咧都係令到我哋好難嘅去慢落嚟，去集中喺神嗰度。
Oftentimes when I pray, I have all kinds of things going through my mind。
好多時咧，當我祈禱嘅時候咧，我腦海中好多嘢發生，好浮現嘅。
Like, what am I going to do tomorrow?
就有時會諗到我聽日要做啲咩咧
？All the errands I have to do。
好多嘅雜務我要做嘅。
Paying the bills
要。要結帳。
Checking email。
要睇下我嘅電郵。
The Facebook, the TV, phone, etc., etc.
有好多嘅資訊我要去睇。
Now there are so many noises and distractions in our life, and they all compete for what?
但是我們在生活當中有很多這些的聲音，很多這些的事情去跟我們去一起去爭一樣東
西。 Our attention
就是我們那個的注意力。
So when I come before God, all these things come in and it's almost impossible to focus.
所以當我 去到神的面前的時候，其餘這一切的東西都不斷地在這裡浮現，令到我很難的去真的單單地去面對神。
Now just imagineSitting before God, and you don't think about anything, nothing, but you just listen.
你試下想像，當我哋喺神嘅面前嘅時候，我哋唔去諗任何嘅嘢，而係只係單單喺嗰度嘗試去聆聽。
You just listen.
喺度聽聆聽。
You listen in solitude and in quietness.
就喺一個嘅獨處，喺個嘅安靜當中，你去聆聽。
I think we all should try it and see what happens.
成我哋每一個人都應該試下睇下會點樣。
Most of us, including myself, is not accustomed to that kind of solitude and that kind of silence.
就好多人，包括我自己咧，都係有時唔係好習慣依一種嘅獨處同埋依一種嘅安靜。
Somehow we like to fill our lives with lots of things, noise, activities, and busyness.
很多時候我們都想用很多的聲音、很多的活動來去充實我們的生命。
But when we come before God, He demands our full and undivided attention.
但我們當我們來到神的面前的時候，祂是要求我們每一個人給祂一個不分心 的集中力。
I think we all, including myself, need to learn how to do this.
就是我們相信每一個人，包括我自己，都要去學習怎樣去做。
Because it will help us to hear God.
因為這件事是幫助我們去聆聽上帝。
To really hear what He is saying to us.
真的去留心去聽祂對我們講的說話。
Another reason why we are not able to focus is because we don't know what to pray for.
第二個原因可能令到我們不能夠很集中的，就是因為我們根本都不知道我們為什麼來祈禱。
You know, we go through our list, and list of things and requests.
我們很多時候只是說出我們一些的要求，我們一些的清單。
God, please do this. God, please do that.
上帝，麻煩你做這樣吧，麻煩你做那樣吧。
We don't know what is most important to God.
但我們就不知道什麼東西對上帝來說是最重要的，
or what matters the most.
或者對上帝是最 關注的。
So how do we know?
但我們怎樣知道呢？
How do we know?
怎樣知道呢？
Through prayer.
就藉著禱告。
Through prayer.
藉著禱告。
Now Richard Foster writes in his book Prayer Finding the Heart's True Home.
有一個作者呢，他寫了一本的書，就是尋找我們的心的真正的家。
The key to the heart of God is prayer.
而一個的上帝的心那個的關鍵就是禱告。
The key to the heart of God is prayer.
尋找上帝那個的心那個關鍵就是禱告。
Because prayer draws us into fellowship and communion with God.
因為藉著禱告是叫我們能夠去同神有一個嘅團契，有一個嘅交通。
It is through prayer that we come to know God's heart and experience His presence.
就藉住禱告咧，我哋能夠去到明白上帝嗰個心意，同埋能夠經歷佢嘅同在。
It is through prayer that God reveals Himself and blesses us with His presence.
就藉住禱告咧，上帝係彰顯佢自己同埋祝福我哋。
What is most important about prayer is not whether God will answer, but our relationship with Him.
關於一個禱告最重要的一點呢，就不是說上帝有沒有應允，而反而呢，就是講到個關係。
Just being with Him.
就是與神同在那個的，個關係。
That is the most important thing.
這個呢，是最重要的一點。
The purpose of prayer is relationship, not answers.
就是祈禱的禱告的一個的目的呢，就是講到關係，而不是那個應允的方面。
Anything we might receive as a result of praying is meager in comparison to God's greatest gift, Himself.
我們從在禱告當中所得到的任何一樣的東西，或者一個的結果呢，就如果比起上帝他自己來說呢，是很微小的。
Now we come to the third attitude of prayer.
我哋嚟到系讲到第三个祷告嘅态度。
When we look at Paul's expectation and hope in verse 20, on the surface it looks like he was focusing on himself.
但当我哋睇到好似喺第二十节嗰度讲到保罗嗰个嘅切慕同埋个盼望嘅时候咧，喺外表嚟讲系好似只系为佢自己嘅。
But if we look closer, we see that his hope and desire are focused on bringing honor and glory to Christ.
但我哋睇清楚咧，我哋就会知道佢嗰个嘅盼望同埋个切慕咧，佢系集中喺希望让神嗰个荣耀喺佢身上彰显嘅。
He asked that through the prayers of his friends that he will not be put to shame and be full of courage so that he will bring honor to Christ.
他的祷告叫他朋友的祷告就是叫无论哪一件事都不要叫他有羞愧，因为他是要将上帝那个的荣耀是彰显在他身上。
What is interesting is that he didn't think only about himself.
这个很有趣，就看到保罗不是只是想到他自己。
He focused on God's purpose.
他是集中在上帝那个的目的那里。
In the midst of his suffering, he still did not think only of his own needs.
就是在保罗自己个的痛苦的经历当中的时刻的时候，他都没有想到他自己的需要。
Now, given the terrible situation he was in, I'm sure he could have asked for many other things, like being free from prison.
就是保罗当时那个这么恐怖的一个的环境，就你都可以想到他有很多东西可以求神去帮他减轻这些痛苦的。
Paul reminds us to not just think about ourselves and our own needs when we pray.
所以在这里保罗就提醒我们就说，在我们无论什么时候，我们都不只是想到自己和我们 的需要。
But we should pray for what brings honor and glory to Christ.
反而我们是要祷告让神那个的荣耀是彰显。
That should be the focus of our prayer.
这个应该是我们祷告那个的集中点。
Focusing on God's purpose and not ourselves can be a challenge.
就当我们要集中在上帝那个的目的上呢，是对我们来讲有时是一个挑战。
Our culture tells us it's all about me.
就我们的文化告诉我们听呢，就我们很重要的。
And that we should look out only for ourselves because no one else will.
同埋呢，我们要自己照顾自己啊，因为没人帮你的。
And our daily life is so easy for everything to revolve around my interests, my needs, my problems.
所以很多时候我们的生活都是围绕着我的需要，我要什么，我的兴趣，我的问题。
One commentator says, we tend to spend much of the time we devote to prayer, asking God for things that will make our lives more pleasant.
所以有一个释经家就写到就说，其实我们很多时候用很多的时间在祷告当中是求神去令到我们的生活能够舒适一点。
And since seeing friends and family members in difficult circumstances is unpleasant for us.
当我们看见我们啦，或者我们的朋友、家人，他们在一些困难的情况当中呢，我们会觉得不舒服。
We sometimes pray for their deliverance from hardship.
所以我们呢，就会为到他们能够脱离这些困境来去祷告。
But even so, our prayers are often self-centered.
但在这样的情况呢，我们的祷告仍然都是很自我中心的。
A lot of times we pray that God to deliver our friends from hardships.
很多时候我们的祷告就是说，神你是去拯救我的朋友，帮他们脱离这个困难。
On the surface, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong.
就是表面上看是没什么问题的。
But if we look closer, it may not be what God wants.
但我们深入去看的时候呢，可能这个未必是上帝所要的。
But it shows what we want.
但这个呢，很明显是，显明是我们所想要的。
Especially when we see others going through a rough time, we want to help by praying that God will remove their hardship.
就特别呢，就是当我们见到我们周围的亲友，他们经历一些困难的时候，我们都希望神你快点将他们那个的困境是拧开。
Remove the pain.
可以除去他的痛苦。
We want our lives to be comfortable and smooth.
我们希望我们的生命是很舒服、很顺风的。
We don't like hardships.
没人喜欢困难。
I don't like hardships.
我都不喜欢。
When we think like this, then our prayers are a way to satisfy our own need to make our lives easy.
但是这样的时候呢，这样想的时候呢，我们就好像我们的祷告呢，只是希望让我们的生活是能够舒适一点、容易一点。
When we are focused on our own needs, we don't realize that being delivered from hardship may not be what God wants.
当我们只是去集中去看我们自己的需要的时候呢，我们就有时就不会明白到这个的困难未必，除去的困难未必是上帝所要的。
Paul reminds us that prayer should focus on what brings honor and glory to God.
在保罗在这里是提醒我们祷告的重要呢，就是让上帝的荣耀彰显在我们的身上。
His deepest desire is that Christ will be magnified and glorified through his witness.
保罗他深切的切慕他的希望呢，就是上帝能够藉着他的见证能够将荣耀彰显出来。
He didn't ask that God please take me out of prison.
他没有向神祈祷，就说神啊，你 幫我脫離依個嘅監獄啦。
Take me out of this situation.
幫我脫離依個嘅環境啦。
He didn't ask for that.
佢冇為依一啲祈禱。
A pastor asked one of her members how he can pray for her when she discovered her cancer had returned.
有一個牧師咧，當佢其中一個嘅會友發覺佢嘅癌症翻發嘅時候咧，就問佢：我應該點樣為你祈禱咧？
This is what she told the pastor.
依個咧，依一個嘅會友就咁樣回答個牧師啦。
Pray that my life would glorify God.
佢話為我嘅生命嚟去祈禱，讓我嘅生命能夠彰顯上帝嘅榮耀。
Pray that my life would glorify God.
祈禱我嘅生命能夠彰顯上帝嘅榮耀。
She didn't pray for to take away her cancer.
佢冇為到佢能夠一個嘅癌症能夠醫好嚟去祈禱。
She didn't pray for healing.
她沒有為到一個醫治來去祈禱。
In other words, she was asking that her life would be a witness of God's power, love, and presence.
她某程度她在這個的禱告，她就是想成為一個的見證，能夠讓人看到上帝在她身上那個的大能，以及她那個的同在。
God made us to do what? To glorify Him.To give a witness of who He is.
就是上帝創造我們，都是叫我們是能夠榮耀祂，叫我們成為一個的見證，就讓人知道上帝是一個怎樣的上帝。
And when our lives glorify God, we are living life to its fullest and to the best.
當我們的生命能夠彰顯上帝的榮耀的時候，我們的生命就是活到是最好的和最豐富的。
A pastor once said,
有一個牧師曾經這樣說，
Prayer is not pulling God to my will, but aligning my will to the will of God.
我們的祈禱不是說要上帝是依從我那個的意願，反而呢我們是要跟神那個的旨意來 去配合去校準。
God knows what is best for us, even though oftentimes we don't understand why.
上帝知道乜嘢系对我哋最好嘅，虽然好多时候我哋唔明白点解。
He is for us, not against us.
佢系帮助我哋嘅，佢唔系去针对我哋。
He's not out just to make us suffer.
佢唔系只系要我哋去受苦。
He's not just out to punish us or give us a hard time.
佢唔系只系要为难我哋，或者去害我哋。
God is not like that.
上帝不是這樣的。
Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that God has plans what? To prosper us, not to harm us.
在耶利米書那裡呢，說到呢，就是上帝是要去要我們去成就的，不是要去傷害我們的。
Plans to give us a hope and a future.
祂是給我們希望，我們是有將來有一個的盼望的。
He wants the very best for us.
祂是希望給我們最好的。
He desires to be with us in the midst of our struggles by being our strength and our hope.
祂是很切慕在我們的掙扎當中成為我們的力量，成為我們的盼望。
When we allow God to be with us through difficult times, we show others who God is.
當我們在困難的時候，我們容讓上帝在我們的心裡面的時候，我們就能夠見證到，讓人看到我們的上帝是怎樣的一位上帝。
We show others how God is with us through His comfort, His strength, and grace.
我們能夠讓人去看到上帝怎樣的去安慰我們，去加我們力量。
Removing the situation and hardship is not always the answer.
能夠去擺脫所有的困難，或者一些的困難的境況呢，未必是時時的一個的答案。
There are times when God will do that.
有時呢，上帝是會這樣做的。
But God will do what is best according to His will.
但上帝呢，是會按住祂的旨意去成就最好的。
Now so far I've talked about three attitudes of prayer from Paul.
我們今天呢，就是講了上帝保羅了三個祈禱的態度。
First, we must pray with faith by believing that God will answer in His own timing and in His own way.
第一咧，我哋就係相信，用信心嘅去相信咧，上帝係會應允我哋嘅禱告，係按住佢嘅時間，按住佢嘅方法。
Second, we must pray with focus and with an eager expectation。
第二咧，就係講到我哋嘅禱告嘅時候咧，係要集中嘅，係有一個好熱切嘅切慕。
And thirdly, we must pray for what brings honor and glory to Christ.
第三咧就係講到我哋嘅禱告係要讓上帝嘅榮耀喺我哋身上彰顯。
So I hope and pray we can learn to do this in our prayer.
我希望咧，亦都禱告咧，我哋能夠係學習依三個禱告嘅態度。
This is how Paul looks at prayer.
依個咧就係保羅。怎樣去看禱告?
This is why he valued prayer so much.
這個也是為什麼保羅這麼看重禱告。
This is why he was able to be such a powerful witness for Christ.
這個也是為什麼保羅是成為基督一個很有力的見證人。
And he exalted Christ throughout his life.
他不斷地在這裡讚揚基督的,在他的生命當中。
He did not depend on himself.
他沒有只是單單依靠自己。
He depended on the power of God through the prayer of his friends.
他是藉著他朋友的禱告，他是依靠上帝的能力。
Let us pray.
我們一起去禱告。
Father, we thank you for Paul and his attitudes.